Hello and welcome back to Dr. Quackers, and today we're reviewing Masters of the Universe Revelations Part 2. It's been a long time since I watched Part 1 of this series, and it was extremely disappointing. I also completely forgot about the show's existence. It wasn't until I saw an ad for the new series that they were doing, I don't remember the name of it, but I was like, oh yeah, they fucking did a new Masters of the Universe show. You watched Part 1, but you didn't do Part 2. I was like, oh shit. So here I am trying to finish it. Lately, I've been trying to finish shows in other movie series I've started and haven't finished yet. I've been trying to catch up on that. Because some of these, I'm like, I didn't review it that long ago. And then I look back and I'm like, I reviewed that in 2021. That is 3 years ago. So, I'm very busy, alright? I watch a lot of shit a lot, and I'll forget about other things. Sometimes you'll remind me, I'll get some sort of comment or message, and being like, hey, you didn't review this yet. I'm like, oh fuck, you're right. So, yeah. I'm getting to it. It's okay. But, yeah. Also, the ending of Part 1 had Skeletor win. So I was like, I'm okay. I don't even watch anymore. Skeletor wins. He's my favorite. I don't care. He wins. I'm done. Now, I grew up watching reruns of the original show, He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. My father, who's actually been on this podcast a couple times, didn't like a lot of shows that were on when I was a kid. So he said, fuck that. And he would put on things he watched when he was a kid. So I watched a lot of He-Man, Looney Tunes, like Sword in the Stone, like the Disney movie. So a lot of things like that. So compared to a lot of other people in my generation, I had a very different catalog of shows I have nostalgia for. And one of them is the original He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. So I was excited when I first heard about this because, you know, Mark Hamill as Skeletor, and I was like, fuck yes. I would argue Mark Hamill's probably my all-time favorite voice actor. There's a few that are up there. I love Kevin Conroy and Mel Blanc, obviously, of Looney Tunes fame. But I fucking love Mark Hamill. I'll watch. If I hear Mark Hamill's in it, I'll probably watch it. Not even probably. I'm going to watch it. But yeah, Skeletor is my all-time favorite cartoon villain. So, yeah. So when I watched the first part, I fucking hated it. It had less than 10 minutes of He-Man and Skeletor and was all about Teela, Orko, and Evil Lyn. I don't give a single fuck about any of the other characters. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, Manowar is okay. Orko was annoying as shit. And I mean, Evil Lyn was kind of cool. But yes, I just wanted to see Skeletor and He-Man fight again. So yeah, I just didn't care about them more than He-Man or Skeletor. I don't give a fuck. However, I will say this part is much better than Part 1. Why, you may ask? Because He-Man and Skeletor are actually in the fucking show this time. I think lessons might have been learned after the Part 1 when everyone was like, where the fuck is He-Man and Skeletor? And, you know, Kevin Smith was like, oh, he's He-Man fans, you're being mean to me. I'm like, well, if you are making a show, okay, about a very popular IP, and it's an IP of which the fans are pretty much all adults. There's no real kids that still go, He-Man! Like, these are people that grew up in the 80s, like what my dad did. And I mean, I have nostalgia for it, but that was only because the kids from the 80s showed me that. So when you make a show and then you're like, why do the people that love the show hate it? Perhaps, just a fucking theory, it's not good. just a working theory. Perhaps it's just not good. Now, this part still has problems. It's definitely not a perfect show. I found how Skele-God was defeated very lame. Evil Lyn uses the power of booty and tricks him into powering down so they can fuck. She ends up being the endgame villain of the series, which is fine. The idea of Evil Lyn eventually being like, fuck this, why am I taking this shit from you? I am also a powerful sorceress. Why am I taking this shit? So that idea isn't that weird, except, I don't know, I just think it's super lame how she just walks up to him and she's like, you know, we haven't done it in a while, Skeletor. Fuck. And he's like, that's right, we haven't fucked in a while. And she's like, what if we do that? And then he's like, hell yeah. And she's like, no, if you fuck me in your current form, break my ass in half. So he's like, oh yeah, my B. And just depowers, raises the sword in the sky, and just stops being Skele-God so they can fuck. You may think I'm joking, but that's the real storyline of how he loses. Pussy. What? It made me laugh. I'm not gonna lie, I laughed really hard for a while. I watched that. I was like, wait, so Skeletor isn't defeated by He-Man. He's defeated by Evil Lyn's booty. But so after she like tricks him and she like grabs a sword while distracting him with the titties, and she fucking she raises and gives herself the power. Now beforehand she was given the powers of the sorceress by Skeletor. So when she makes herself her own champion, she turns into this giant goth muscle mommy. So what is my opinion of Evil Lyn being the end stage villain? I'll allow it. It's a giant goth muscle mommy and I'm gonna allow it. Plain and simple. It's okay. If it has to be anyone, I guess I'll take that as the replacement. Now, there are some parts that make it still feel like the Teela show. However, He-Man still gets his time to shine, and I do enjoy the fight scenes between him and Skeletor. The fights aren't anything crazy, but they're better than the 80s cartoon, because, you know, it was a very cheesy 80s cartoon that was designed to be, you know, for a show for younger kids. And it had, like, you know, at the end of the episode, there'd be a message of, like, oh, well, in today's episode, we learned not to fucking litter or be some shit like that. So it has some cool action. Not a lot. It's nothing that, like, it doesn't, like, touch any of, like, the top-tier anime or even other animated, like, besides Japanese animation. There's a lot, like, if you even compare it to the Into the Spider-Verse movies or anything like that, it's not anywhere close to that kind of action. But it's still, you know, it's still better, and it's good enough. It's passable enough. I did also enjoy the story arc of Adam and the King kind of solving their issues, and the amount of anger that, you know, Adam feels towards his father because of how he treats him, because he didn't know he was He-Man, and he'd look at Prince Adam like, why don't you fuck him more like He-Man? And he was constantly, like belittling him. And would be like, why aren't you the man that you should be? But in fact, he was. So I did enjoy that. It was okay. I didn't mind it. They find a better balance of storytelling with the characters. I liked the sorceress and the man-in-arms storyline with the connection with Teela because they are her parents. Now, man, I could be wrong, but if I remember correctly, man-in-arms, it was always known that man-in-arms was Teela's dad. But in this one, reveals who the mom is, being the sorceress. So it made Teela becoming the new sorceress after Skeletor kills the old one, which was cool. It was pretty badass watching Skele-God fucking murk the sorceress. It was like, finally, cool shit with Skeletor. Thank you. So it works out a little bit better that way of her transitioning to being the new sorceress. Skeletor's plan was a little lame, but it isn't that surprising how he wants to destroy He-Man and then rule the universe. But he seemed to have a smart plan at the end of part one, but him being defeated by Booty is just stupid. Like, it seemed like he had a much bigger plan, especially with how he escaped death, because it turns out he didn't die. He, like, fucking hit himself in, like, Evil Lyn and was, like, using her power to keep himself alive. And then, like, when it was time for him to fucking get out, like, oh, good, you did what I basically planned you to do. I'm back, bitches. I'm now the biggest motherfucker in the universe. I'm the master of the universe. So I was like, oh shit. And then in part two, he's like, I want to fucking murder He-Man. And I was like, but you've already won. You have the power of a literal god. Like, what are you, what? Why? What are you doing? And that's kind of like why Skeletor's minions and Evil Inn go like, what the fuck? This is fucking stupid. And it's just kind of lame. It's just a little lame. But at least, you know, he has some highlights for his cool shit. And I do think it fits Skeletor in the idea that he wants a final showdown between him and He-Man because it's his rival and he wants to fucking kill him. So that makes sense. But like his whole plan is like bent on it. And it's just like, eh. But it only lasts like a couple episodes because Booty. He stops being the bad guy. And it was kind of interesting to see Skeletor and He-Man having to team up. It was very obvious it was going to happen as soon as Evil Inn became the bad guy. I'm like, well, is Skeletor and He-Man going to have to team up to take down Evil Inn? Oh, wow! Look what happened! The animation is good. It's nothing crazy. But I enjoy the color palette and the character designs. They're an awesome modern look for a lot of the characters. They still have the old, you know, the old, like, designs, mostly in terms of, like, how the costumes like resemble. They still resemble the old designs, but they are iconic. But they make the simple designs more detailed, and you know the colors are there. And so I'll give it that. That's pretty good. And I didn't hate this. I had a little bit of fun with it. I liked, you know, Skeletor doing some cool shit. Having him be Skele-God was interesting. Beastman actually getting a little bit of a character development. I don't give a fuck about Orko. Fucking Orko and. It still annoys me. he was okay in part one. And then him being like, oh, look, Orko's back. I was like, I don't give a fuck that he's alive again. I don't give a shit. I would have been perfectly fine if Orko stayed dead. Or Oracle. But it's fucking... I don't give a fuck. But overall, it was interesting. And I liked how they didn't just sideline He-Man for Teela. And it seems as though that they're in... Like, they have romantic feelings towards each other. At least that's what it hints at in part two. So, I mean, okay. It kind of makes sense for that, too. But, yeah, fucking... I'm glad they just go like, well, Teela's now the main character. He-Man's useless. And she's like, no, the Sorceress needs a champion, and you're still the champion. We need each other. And that's, like, kind of where it kind of seems to hint that they're interested in each other. So, I'm hoping that in the new series, He-Man... is a fucking sideline for Teela, like what happened in part one. So I'm a little hopeful. I don't know if Kevin Smith did the new series. I kind of hope he didn't, because he's kind of a fucking... I don't really know him as a person, but like he seems to be rather sensitive. So, and I'm not sure if he is the man to do the show. I know he was a big fan. He grew up on it. There was a lot of shows where he talked about it, like on Comic Man. He-Man was talked a lot about, and I used to watch that show a lot. And I've liked a lot of other Kevin Smith movies, so I was a little hopeful, but, you know, he kind of bends to some dumb shit, and I'm like, okay. But, you know, voice acting's good, animation's good, story's okay, has some cool moments, so overall, I give this part two a 6 out of 10. I think it was fun. It was, I think it's still a little bit above average, just a little bit, not a whole lot. I mean, I'm being a little generous giving a 6, it's probably more closer to a 5, but Skeletor was in it, so it gets a 6. I'm interested to see what they do with Skeletor and other characters, because depending on what they do with Skeletor continuing, I may go back to disliking it. I'm not sure. I don't really like how they left his character. He's my favorite big bad, and it seems as though it looks as though he might have got chumped out by another big bad, and I don't care. If Skeletor's not there, I'm probably not going to watch it. So, yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed this review. If you did, I reviewed part one of this series. I've also reviewed all kinds of other movies, TV shows, and anime, so if you want to check that out, that's highly fucking appreciated. Also, you should drop a follow on whatever app you're streaming through. That way you get a notification when I post a review. So, thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day, my friend.